Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the bedtime story, A Time to Dream by C.A. Haupt, you will be engaged as it sets the stage for peaceful thoughts and a happy ending to the day. A sweet story that will inspire joyful dreams and a restful sleep. C.A. Haupt is a new and upcoming author who's always enjoyed the imaginative world of writing. With a fresh look and a whimsical style, she expresses her creativity with a youthful charm. Her unique perspective will bring a sparkle of fun and enjoyment as you read her debut book, A Time to Dream. And C.A. Haupt joins us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
A Time to Dream, I've been reading this. I could use this as an adult, but it's designed primarily for children to get them a pleasant dreams and a joyful night's sleep. Talk about where the idea came from for the book, A Time to Dream. Where did this idea come from?
Well, you know, a lot of times at night when you kind of lay in bed and your thoughts are just going and going and going,
yep.
And I thought, yes. So I, you know, was thinking and I just created this story for young adults to, I don't know, just put their mind at ease and give them something fun to think about instead of going through their day. And perhaps, you know, they have something to look forward to at night when they go to bed. So
how long did it take to take that idea and to make it into this book, A Time to Dream? How long did that process take you?
Not as long as I thought it was going to. Well, to write the actual story was a lot quicker than to make the book. I'll tell you that. But it was a creative, fun adventure, and I learned a lot, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
And the nice thing is you only write your first book one time, so you'll take all that knowledge and go in and to write other books, and they should be easier in the process. In fact, in talking about that, do you have other books, other ideas that you would like to express?
I do. I have another book that I would really like to publish. It is very sweet and charming and sort of there to help, you know, a young child or young adult to not feel stressed when things don't go their way and to remember that you are special. So I'm excited to have that one published and come out.
That would be very timely because we all get caught up in social media and everything that's going on around us, and the world is moving much faster than it ever has before. And I like that approach to the book. This book, A Time to Dream, is available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When did you first realize you wanted to be a writer? When did that happen?
Well, I think I've always written since I was a child. And I remember not knowing how to write, but doing like little squiggles. And I would come up with these stories and I would tell my parents and I would memorize them. So they would be the same every time. And then as I just grew, I used writing as a tool, you know, to journal or to just get things out. And then it just turned into making nice creative stories for children. So it's always been a part of me.
Who did you look to read as a child, a young adult? What author captured your attention? You enjoyed reading theirs.
I had a lot of Dr. Seuss books. I just loved how whimsical and fun. And yeah, I enjoyed all of it. He really had an imagination and it was just fun, I guess. Yeah.
What's it like in the creative process when you go through and you take a story like this and there are hits and misses as you're going through initially? What is that process like for you to get to the point where you feel like, okay, this story is well told, I'm ready to call the publisher?
I'm not sure I ever feel that the story is well told 100%. I think you just kind of get to the point where you're like, okay, you know, I've done all I can. I let my close friends read it and they give me the seal of approval. And so I just release it into the world and hope it does well.
Well, this book is getting excellent reviews. The book, A Time to Dream. The author is C.A. Haupt. Book available wherever books are sold. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned writing is one thing and then the fun begins with all the games you play in publishing and marketing. What was the most surprising thing you learned in creating your book?
How to be effective at communicating. You always think that you're really well, especially when writing, that you can get everything out, but sometimes you're not as detailed as you think you are. So that was a process that I really learned about myself, is to be more effective in communication when trying to get your ideas out to someone who cannot read your mind. So it was quite an adventure.
That's interesting. I'm sure going back and realizing, okay, I can't write 3,000 words here. I need to get the point across. How many times do you have to go back and do a little editing and cross things off and go, I could say this a different way? And you have to keep in mind the audience as well. You need to talk on their level.
It was quite a few back and forth, especially with illustrations. It was just, you have your idea and you think that they can understand you and you just speak different languages. So then you have to go back and say, okay, I apologize, but this is what I meant. And it takes a couple times, but eventually you get there and then it goes smoothly.
What about the illustration? You mentioned that. How important is that the writer, the artist follow what you're saying? So when you see the picture, it's actually reflective of what the text is.
I guess it just varies on the person, but for me, it was important because I knew that children were very visual, and I just wanted them to see something that was delightful to the eyes. It appeased them, it made them happy, it was relatable. So it was very important for myself.
What is the most surprising feedback maybe that you've had on the book? What's the feedback been like, and anything that surprised you with the feedback? Let me ask it that way.
I have a 9-year-old stepson, and he is a very, very, very tough critic. So I had the courage to let him read it. And he came back and he says, that was really good. And it just melted my heart. So I felt like, okay, if I got his stamp of approval, then there must be something. So.
We all need somebody like that that we can rely on. And you're holding their breath as they're giving you the ultimate judgment on that and the thumbs up. So the book is available now because of that. A Time to Dream by our guest on the program, C.A. Haupt. Will you venture out of the children's genre? Do you see other books in the future?
I would love to, because I am very creative and I would love to write a nice novel of fiction. I would really love to venture out. I'm going to stick with the children's for a little while until I get the courage to submit something a little bit more mature.
What are your hopes for the book? What do you hope the book does?
I just hope that it brings a little bit of fun and imagination and enjoyment to bedtime. I would like the kids to love reading, and just that it brings a little joy to their good night and bedtime routine.
Were you an avid reader?
I enjoyed reading as a kid, and then as a teenager, I don't think I touched a book. And then as an adult, I came back to it. So I try to read every night now.
What do you like to read when you're going to go escape or wrap up the day and relax before you get into bed? What do you read?
I enjoy books of fiction. Kristen Hannah has been one of my big authors lately. I just love the way she writes. But yeah, just nice stories. Anything that sort of gets me out of this reality and can make me feel good.
Are there difficulties that you have in writing? Are there problems as you were writing this that you thought, okay, I'm just going to set it down now for the night and I'll come back and I'll tackle this tomorrow? What are the difficulties, if you had any, in writing?
There's always difficulties in something, particularly with this book, A Time to Dream. I reread it and I reread it, and there are lines that I took out and lines that I put in because I just, again, wanted it to flow nicely, and I wanted the reader to be able to be on a journey seamlessly. So, yeah, there's always a struggle. There's always.
Let's talk about the story. I mentioned very briefly in the introduction. Talk about A Time to Dream and what the message is there for the reader.
So, Time to Dream is a lovely story. It's very sweet. The message really is just don't be afraid. Bedtime is a good time. Bedtime is an adventure. You go to sleep and you can dream about whatever you'd like, and then you wake up refreshed for the next day. So, I think that's it in a summary.
Again, that's something that we can all use, whether we're a child or whether an adult, in information that we can use. When you started this, did you have like an outline as you began this in your mind and you followed the outline, or did this just sort of, you had the concept, did that just evolve into A Time to Dream?
I didn't really have an outline. I just sort of had a feeling. I had an emotion and I went with it, and I just wrote everything that I felt and what I loved. So there's a little bit of my childhood nursery rhymes in there. And yeah, it came to me as a feeling first.
Our guest is C.A. Houp, H-O-U-P. The book is A Time to Dream. It's available wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about what it felt like when you got that copy, the first book that you've written. It's now published. It's now in your hands as you were looking at it for the first time. What was that feeling like?
Unbelievable. It was very surreal. I sometimes don't even believe it to this day that I published a book. I'm very grateful for the opportunity and that I was able to. It's amazing. It feels really nice.
Let's talk about beyond writing. We touched on this before. That's the creative part. That's where you sit down with your imagination. You're able to write the story. And then it's like, I'd like to publish this. Now what? Well, now you've become a businesswoman as you're putting all of this together. What's that like, trying to figure out how you take this book, get it published in the hands of the target audience, and then promote it in something like this? What was the business part of it like? What kind of experience was that for you to figure out how to get it published?
I did research. I went online because I don't have an agent. So I tried to look for all of the companies that would accept books, manuscripts without agents. And I just submitted everything and crossed my fingers that someone out there liked it. And now with having to do, PR and everything, it's intimidating. It's tough, especially when you're an introvert. So it really gets you out of your comfort zone. But, you do it. You go with the flow and you roll with things. And here I am on your podcast.
And here again, you are you here. And we're having a chance to talk about a book, A Time to Dream by C.A. Houp, H-O-U-P. Book available wherever books are sold. And a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about where you're going from here. You mentioned you've got an idea. How long do you think it'll take to get that idea ready to be published?
Ooh, I would say maybe 2 years, hopefully.
Okay.
It can be such a process. If I'm lucky, maybe a year. But yeah, I'm shooting for two just because I don't want to get my hopes up on anything faster.
This book is now available, and as we're approaching holidays, this is a great gift idea. The book is A Time to Dream. What would you say is the target audience? As you were writing this, did you have a specific target audience in mind?
I personally think that any age, from, starting when they're very young to maybe about 6 or 7, obviously when they're very young, they won't understand, but I think that reading is important at any age. So, but this book itself, I think, would be most enjoyed probably around 4 to 6.
I mentioned you're really into the imaginative part of the art and writing. Talk about your background in that. Where did that come from? And is that market still there for young people today? And I'm saying that because everything is sort of read. It's online. Do they really have that time to think and be creative like you did, like most of us did in growing up?
It's interesting. Creativity, I think everyone has it. And I think when you tap into it, you just build it and it becomes big or little. But I do think the youth still use it. And I think that they evolve with the technology. So it's just going to be different. I don't think it's going to be any more or less. I just think it's going to be different. And what they're going to create will still be just as wonderful as what we created. So it's going to be an exciting time.
If someone is listening thinking, I've had an idea for a book for years, but I've never really gone ahead and pursued it, what advice would you give them? I'm sure you went to that point where there's that trepidation here. Okay, now I'm going to actually start the process. People will judge me on what talent they see or don't see. I'm putting myself out there. What advice would you give somebody who's on the fence as to whether or not they're going to try to go through with it?
I would just say do it. It's okay. It is scary. You know, you're putting yourself out there and you will get rejected, but it's better to try than not try. And you never know what's going to come out of it. So I would say just do it anyway. Don't be scared or don't be afraid.
You know, the book is available, again, wherever books are sold, and great time with holidays coming up. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, which will take you to her Amazon page, and you can get information, order it there as well. C.A. Haup, H-A-U-P, H-O-U-P is our guest on the program. I got that, H-O-U-P, our guest on the program. Anything you'd like to share in the book that I haven't asked about that we can talk about? I mean, you've done such a remarkable job. Hard to believe it's your first book, but you've really hit a home run with this one. Anything that we haven't discussed yet?
You know, honestly, I think we touched on everything. It was really great to be on this podcast, and I'm truly grateful for the experience. And you're amazing. So thank you for making me feel comfortable and making this a really fun time.
Well, thank you for taking the time to do this. Like I said, I would never know that you were an introvert after having a chance to talk here, but that's the other part. And most authors are, and it's very difficult for them sometimes to get out and to talk about their art, but they do. And you did an excellent job with this. Again, the book is A Time to Dream. And again, you could read it to your young child and learn something as an adult. We all go to bed, you mentioned, with all these thoughts going on in our mind and thinking, I just got to slow it down to get a good night's sleep here. How did this come up, the original concept? Was it a problem you had or you saw with young children that they struggled trying to get to that state where they could get a peaceful sleep?
You know, I always struggle with it. And especially when I'm going through something, my mind just seems to race and I can't go to sleep. So I came up with this. It was in the middle of the night. I could actually sleep when I started writing it. And I just want to take what I've learned and pass it down. So, you know, there's no real lessons in the book. It's more just there to help you relax and ease your mind into dreams and a peaceful night. So,
well,
yeah,
it's something that's important. It's really well done. And we don't need to necessarily have a big, bold lesson out of this. It's just something that you read and if you follow and understand and react to the book. What's it like did you see your stepson as he was reading the book? It's what the reaction is when somebody is reading your book and you're holding your breath going, I hope he doesn't walk out of the room and throw the book down. What was that like?
You know, he was very focused on it and he would just go through the pages. And I thought, oh, and I'm just looking at him, you know, and he's a hard one to read because he's very smart. But yeah, I was just, when he looked up and said it was good, I knew right then and there. I was like, okay, I'm going to submit it, you know.
You got the seal of approval. So that was step one in getting out into the world to talk about the book. Again, the name is A Time to Dream. Book is available wherever books are sold. The author is C.A. Haup, H-O-U-P. The link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we'll put it in the book here a couple of years from now. We'll come back and talk about the next book in the series here. Congratulations on what you've done with this book, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything.
A pleasure having you with us. C.A. Haup, our guest on the program. The book is A Time to Dream. You'll find it wherever books are sold and on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.